and Norm Shealy. You are listening to Infinite Consciousness, your infinite access to the world
of the mind.
Welcome to Infinite Consciousness tonight, and thanks for listening. This is Eva Herr, and tonight I have with us Jackie Lappin, and we're going to talk about her book, Practical Conscious Creations. A very nice book, Jackie. I have to tell you, it's a very nice book. So how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for those nice words, Eva, and I appreciate you inviting me.
Well, it is a nice book. I mean, it's not deep and hard to understand. It was a pleasure to read and a feel-good book, you know? A feel-good book. I liked it.
Well, that's it. I mean, it's designed to be easy to read, 70 individual little articles and 70 little tips, so that nobody gets bogged down and you can grab the useful information out of it so that it can transform you into a better, faster manifester.
Yeah, and some of it, you know, a lot of it people will already know, but you go, oh, yeah, that reminds me I need to do that. So before we get started, tell us a little bit about you. And I know you do more things than just write this book, because I met you in a way other than through your book. So just tell us a little about you, because people will be interested in knowing that.
Well, thank you. Well, I've been very fortunate, and I'll start what I'm doing now, and then I'll tell you how I got there. Actually, I work with authors, speakers, and coaches to help them also deliver their messenger. I'm a messenger of my material, which is Practical Conscious Creation. I'm a messenger of other people's materials. And so I help authors with a radio media tour where we have set them up with 2,000 different radio shows that are interested in this kind of content. That's one of the things I do. I do media relations in mind, body, spirit, and I'm launching a website that's called LifeWisdomNetwork.com, which is the marketplace and directory of the consciousness movement. It brings together authors, speakers, coaches, retailers, service providers, healers, and anybody with a mind, body, spirit message or business in one place where they can connect with their next customers, clients worldwide, and where the world can find the resources they need. And we're going to launch that in about 60 days. So if anybody's interested, they should email me about it, because I would love to have them come visit. We're not quite ready to take people yet, but we'll be there soon, so that'll be pretty exciting. So I encourage people to come either email me or come visit, and we'll tell them a little bit more about Life Wisdom. We'll get them an email when we're ready to get it to launch. So those are some of the things that I do.
Where will that be?
It'll be probably 60 days. So they can email me at Jackie@LifeWisdomNetwork.com or Jackie@JackieLappin.com, and I'd be delighted to give them a little tour. It'll be very exciting. We've got a little video we can send them.
Is it going to be like a webinar, or is it going to be an event at a place?
No, the video will just introduce them to what Life Wisdom is. It's a virtual village, and so it'll kind of walk them through and tell them what's exciting about it. So,
Promote it just a little bit. Tell us, you know, where they can go and promote it a little bit while you're here.
Thank you. Well, they can go to LifeWisdomNetwork.com, and you can look around right now. There's not a lot of people in there yet because we haven't opened the doors. We're just doing a little bit of beta testing. LifeWisdomNetwork.com, but it has a place where there'll be authors and musicians and, you know, social networks and spiritual centers and retailers and service providers and anybody that you know that has something that connects with mind, body, spirit. Well, you'll be able to go there and look around and see the different resources and see who resonates with you and contact them and see their website, see their videos. It's going to be really exciting. Think of it as a mind, body, spirit yellow pages, but in a village setting. It's very cool.
I want to know about that. And send it to me when you get it ready, and I'll send it out.
Oh, bless your heart. Thank you. Thank you. I consider myself, my role on this planet is to connect people with the resources that are going to help them live a better, happier life. And so part of that is what I deliver, and part of that is helping other people connect with those that bring it to them. So it's very exciting, and I really appreciate it. And like I said, just send me an email and to all of those listeners out there, and I will get you this beautiful little video all ready to go, and it'll invite you back in so you can learn more about it. So that's pretty cool. And so those are the things that I work on today. One of the things that, you know, moved me in this direction, I should go back to tell you that, you know, as an 11-year-old, I was a conscious creator, and I really wasn't even aware of it. Because I had a vision of the fact I wanted to be a woman sports writer, when there really weren't any other women sports writers. And I saw myself in the press box, hanging out with the players, being on the field, on the front pages of newspapers. And at 20, I was at the Detroit Free Press. At 21, I was at the Associated Press and on the front pages of the Los Angeles Times. And at 22, I was at the Washington Post. So I didn't understand yet how the energy worked, but I was beginning to basically engage with it. And so I went forward, and from my career as a journalist, I became a media relations specialist, and I've done many, you know, top programs that you've seen in the world. Among the things that are most interesting, probably, is I launched the worldwide poker phenomenon with the World Poker Tour. I helped popularize poker around the world. So I played in a big sandbox for a very long time, but about 5 or 6 years ago, I started to begin to look at my own personal journey, my spiritual life, and why wasn't I quite as happy as I wanted? Why wasn't I achieving what I wanted? And so I began to read a lot of great books by a lot of the spiritual leaders, and I realized that there was this theme. That, now, keep in mind, this was before The Secret came out, that there was this theme that was sort of running through all these books, but really hadn't been made clear anywhere, and it was that our personal energy, what we put out into the world, actually determines what our future is, and that we have tremendous control over that, and people really didn't understand that. And so I sat down and I wrote The Art of Conscious Creation, How You Can Transform the World. And that book, The Art of Conscious Creation, teaches people how to consciously create their life rather than letting life happen to them, so that they become the architects of their own life. And so that's the first book. And then, you know, as I went about talking to people, I realized that there was a disconnect between understanding the practices of conscious creation, how you make it happen, and actually practicing that in their everyday life. They didn't seem to quite understand how to interpret that. And so that's how the new book came along, and that's Practical Conscious Creation, Daily Techniques to Manifest Your Desires. And I'm very, very proud to say that it was named the best spiritual book of the year at the International New Age Trade Show just a month ago, and it also has won the Los Angeles Book Festival Best Spiritual Book of the Year and two other prestigious awards. So, you know, I'm delighted that people are recognized that it has value, but more importantly, it's people who read it tell me that it's life-changing for them. But between these two books is really, because they're great companion books. That they're really turning their lives around because of it. And so that's kind of how I got to where I am.
Well, that's quite impressive, I have to say. So I just want to say one thing, because I have a lot of people that listen to my show that have books and lecture and things like that. You're a publicist, right? Is that a good word for you?
I am. I'm a specialist in self-help and spiritual and mind-body-spirit books. And I help people. I'm also a book marketing coach. So I can help people understand how to market their books, where to market their books from a publicity standpoint, and, you know, social networking and some of the other things that are out there to do. And then I take it the one next step where I take those books in this genre, and when we author those authors to 2,000 personal growth radio shows, just like yours.
Excellent. So how do we know, before we even get into what we're talking about, how do we know what you're telling us really works? Can you tell us some stories?
Well, you know, I can, but I think it's probably better if I tell you how it works first, and then we can get into the stories. Because I think that you have to, for me to tell you, it won't make sense until you understand how the energy works. Is that okay?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about how the energy works. You know, we are all energy. You can see the atoms that are we physically are, but our thoughts and our emotions are energy as well. And when we put those out into the world, they go out as frequency. And those frequencies do one of two things. Those waves, essentially, they either go out and they impact something, and in a domino effect. So one thing attracts another, impacts another. Or it attracts like energy back, and that's what law of attraction is. And what you're doing is you're attracting back to experience more of what you already are or what you're feeling. So in other words, if you're feeling lousy and miserable about life and you don't trust people, then in fact you are going to attract experiences back into your life that are going to cause you more distrust. People are going to self-fulfill that prophecy and create more opportunities for you to feel distrustful. So when you're vibrating, we vibrate in a range of frequency. And the low frequencies are fear and anxiety and worry and disappointment and distrust and anger and jealousy and all those things that we're putting out into the world. And when we're putting that out of the world, that's when we're attracting back all those kinds of experiences. So that's when life is difficult, when you're having financial troubles, when you're having relationship problems. And that is, you know, when I call that driving the car with the brakes on. However, if you're vibrating in the high range, which is love and peace and joy and compassion and trust in the universe, then in fact you are vibrating with the level of the universe. The universe vibrates at the highest frequency, which is the level of love. And when you're vibrating in that high frequency range, then the universe is literally carrying you along. It's kind of like having a wind in your sails or having a race car drafting you. And as a result, that's when you start to see synchronicities happening, doors opening up, life gets really easy, things just seem to fall into place, and wow, you know, it's just like being whizzing on a freeway. And so when you're vibrating in that high range, and you are then consciously creating, which is creating with intention, knowing exactly what you want to create and setting out to create that, that's when you see your manifesting happen much faster. And you really begin to see it speed up. And it's very Pavlovian, because when you experience it, you think, this is so cool. I want to do more of this. How do I do more of this? And that's what this book, Practical Conscious Creation, is all about. It teaches you to anchor law of attraction and conscious creation principles into your daily life, everything that you do, so that it raises your personal frequency and you become a better, faster manifester. Does that make sense?
Yes. So what I want to know is, when, let's say, bad things are happening in your life, but it's not specifically you, it's people around you. Does that make sense? Are you with me so far? Does that make sense?
As in, people are affecting you, or you're seeing it happen to other people?
Seeing it happening to other people.
Okay.
In your immediate life.
Yes.
And it could happen to you I guess you could have repercussions if you allow it, but you're watching it happen to other people.
Okay.
Is that something that's because of you that you're bringing in, or is that something that you're just witnessing?
Well, it may be a combination of things. People are responsible for their own destiny in that sense. What they're experiencing is something that they have created through their experience, and that they could change through their experience as well. But your interactions may be, in fact, either contributing and or it may be helping, or, how people's interactions of energy can then change the dynamics between the two of them. And one of the chapters in this book, one of my fun chapters, is when you're living, for example, with somebody who doesn't share the same positive outlook. The article is called How to Stay Positive with a Negative Energy Spouse. what you discover in relating to people consistently in your environment is if you begin to live a high-frequency life, which is being powerful from a positive standpoint and being aware of your own frequency and staying in a high-frequency mental frame, then, in fact, you're going to find that one of three things is going to happen with those people. Either they are going to look at you and say, wow, what's she doing? I want more of that. Remember when Harry met Sally, that wonderful scene in the picture? When
right.
She says, I want what she's having. So people are going to look at you and say, why is she so happy and why is her life so great? And they're going to try to learn from you what it is. And so that's going to change. Another thing that can happen is that just by the dynamics between two people, you know, if you change how you relate to people because you're not going to engage any longer in negative thinking, in nagging, in, negative expectations, all of those other things, if you change how you relate to that person, that other person is very likely to change too. You have changed how they relate, but there's another thing that often happens in relationships is when you begin to raise your personal frequency, then a lot of time the other person, like a tuning fork, will start to raise up to your level and will begin to think more positively and act more positively. And so that's another thing. And then the last thing that can happen in a relationship, when you start to become more positive and more practically, more conscious creation, you're going to find that sometimes you have to leave other people behind. And that's sad that it is, but sometimes you have to let go of people. Now, that's very difficult to do when you're in a parental relationship or, you know, in a very close, intimate relationship. But sometimes you have to allow people to go through their own pain and not be a part of it. And that's the point when you disengage, because you have to stay on your own path. Important things, really important things. I think one of the most important things that we can really talk about are the seven steps to consciously creating your life and how you get to that point of being a conscious creator, to being a positive thinker.
So let's do that. Right. Tell us how to do that.
Well, the first thing is that you have to accept that you are responsible for your own experience and that what you think and is what you create in your life, that your thoughts are so powerful that what it is that you think will, in fact, manifest. And so once you understand that you are responsible for that, this is very empowering. You understand you are no longer a victim because it is within your power to change the experience you have. You change internally, and the external experience will change. And what's really cool is, what we're going for here is that you, by shifting the way you think and putting yourself into a high-frequency mode, you change the ratio of numbers of negative experiences to positive experience. When you are in a high-frequency state of mind, you're going to have more positive experiences because that's what you're going to be attracting back than negative experiences. So if you shift into a more positive framework, then you're going to shift the ratio to positive to negative experiences in your life. So it's very empowering. That's the first step. Just accept that you're responsible. The second step is to begin to establish what your negative energy habits are. What are the ways in which you lower your frequency as you go about your daily life? Now, some of the things that you can do is you live in the past. You can complain about things. You can blame it on other people. You can just assume everything is going to work out for the worst. I mean, there's lots of different things that we do. You can listen to all that negative energy and negative chatter in your mind. There's lots of habits that we have that we do on a regular basis. And if you recognize what those are, you can actually begin to change them. And I recommend that people actually take their cell phone and set it up to alarm every hour on the hour and then think, what is it that I'm thinking at that moment? And you're going to be shocked at how much of that is negative thought. So it is going to waken you up to the fact that you really spend a lot of your time on that kind of energy that is going to actually bring you down. So what you want to do is spot it, figure out what it is. Now, the third step is to...
I have a question here.
Uh-huh.
Many people that ask me that's living in that negative world,
yep.
And they're really there. They're really there. And they say angrily, well, tell me what button I push to make it stop the chatter. Mm. How do I do it? How do I stop it? It's there. I think about it. I can't stop thinking about it. What do they do?
Well, the first thing is they try to start living in the present instead of living in the past. And if you start paying, most people that are hearing that negative chatter, they're relating to all the things that they've heard in the past. You're not any good. You're going to fail. You don't have what it takes. So and so is out to get you. That's all past stuff. If you start focusing on right now, the moment in front of you, the joy of this moment. Not what's going to happen in the future, not what happened in the past. The beauty of right now, the task at hand, the whatever it is that you can find that's positive about this moment, you're going to start eliminating a lot of that mind chatter. But there's some great books on that, and my favorite book on that is a book called Journey into Now by Leonard Jacobson, and that's the first thing I would tell somebody to do is to go get that book. I think it's a great book, and I think it's much better. I think Eckhart Tolle's books are very good, but I think this is a much easier read and a much faster way to stop the chatter in your mind. There's another one called Letting Go, that's by, I think, Guy Finley, if I'm not mistaken. Those two books are really good about stopping it. But let's talk about how you actually can just shift into a positive framework. And to change your thoughts. These are important. Because step three is to begin to take that negative stuff and start turning it around. Very specifically, how to raise your personal frequency by changing the way you think and changing your attitude. And my first book, The Art of Conscious Creation, has 25 guiding universal principles on the things that we most often that take us into that negative mindset. And it has these 25 guiding universal principles, if you pay attention to them, this is a starting point to shift your thinking. That's one way to do it. Another is to change, there's one of the articles in here that I love in this book is called How to Change Your Perspective. And what it does is it gives you 25 different questions. Many times we have what we would consider negative experiences in our lives. But the truth is that nothing is negative. Nothing is particularly, it is neutral. And it only becomes what we want it to be when we assign value to it. So if you assign a negative value to something, then that's what you're going to experience more of. So instead of looking at an experience as something bad, you can change your perspective and say, what is it here? What can I learn from this experience? What's going to make me better the next time? How can I serve somebody better with what I've learned here? What is the universe trying to teach me that will enable me for my life to be easier? There is 20 different questions in this article that helps you reframe an experience. The real key to here is to look at whatever you're thinking and thinking, okay, I have this negative thought. What is a positive thought that I can think instead? How can I reframe this into a better way of looking at it so that my frequency is higher, I feel good about whatever I'm going through right now? Instead of saying, I'm not any good at this, use affirmations about the fact that I know that I can get great at this and I am on that path right now. I mean, there's just a million ways to reframe and look at things. So, and then there, and frequently, some of our negative stuff is, you may have a day where all of a sudden you spill coffee on yourself, and then you've had this feeling when all of a sudden your energy is spiraling downward, everything gets negative, and the day gets worse and worse. I trust you've had that experience like most of us have, Eva? Well, what you have to understand is you have to switch out of that immediately. I've since learned that if I have one of those days, if I'm starting one of those days, if I don't pull out of it really quickly, The next day is not going to be any fun because I'm going to experience all kinds of stuff. When the days that I come into my office angry or upset in the pit of my stomach, I guarantee you that's the day my computer goes out. And there is no accident about that because our energy affects everything around us. So what you want to do is learn how to shift out of that negative spiral right away. And there are some really fun ways to do that. For me, I have 300 beautiful roses around my house. And so I literally go out and smell the roses, or I will bring them into the house. But other people, you can play with your kids, you can listen to music, you can play music, you can get out in nature, you can go exercise, you can meditate, you can visualize yourself in a beautiful place that you've always loved. You can call somebody you love and tell them you love them. There's just a million ways to shift your energy. When you do whatever brings you joy or makes you feel peaceful, and when you do that, you will instantly switch out of that negative place. That's a really good tip.
Okay. Now, another thing I wanted to ask you about is, how do you suggest people let go if they're holding on to hate for something that happened or something bad, and they hold on and hold on and hold on? And I know that you probably just covered it in that, but I wanted to ask it a different way because I know there are some people listening that's wanting to know that answer.
Well, you first have to set an intention to do that. You have to get serious about the fact that this is something you want to do. Because if you really don't want to, it's not going to happen. You have to realize that this is poisoning your life. And the best thing you can do is release it so that you can move forward. It's going to keep you stuck where you are. Anger, hatred, and frustration, they only hurt you. They don't hurt the other person. And so you have to release and let go. And some of the ways that you can do that, I think that exercise is really good for that. And I had this conversation with a friend of mine this week. He's going through a period of extreme anger about something, and he's going back to the gym starting next week. So that's one good way to start doing that, being physically active. Another thing that you can do is, I love water for helping cleanse people. Immerse yourself in a pool, go to the beach and go to the waves and release it. There's also, I have a wonderful chapter in here where we talk about taking and writing things in bottles, messages, or and putting them in the water and sending them out, or writing your message on papers and burning them with a candle. Get it out of you by putting it on paper and then symbolically send it off in some other way. So that's another way to do that, too. So I think that those are really helpful. And the book's filled with lots of different ways that you can find to either rise above, release, let go, look at things differently that are going to give you new ways to live. Let me talk to you a little bit about. So we've talked about step three. Step four on the seven steps to consciously creating your life is to begin to get clear about what it is that you want to manifest. To be very, very clear about, because the universe can't give you what it doesn't get, what it doesn't understand clearly. And a lot of people tried to manifest after seeing The Secret, and it really didn't work for them, and here is one of the key reasons why. When you try to manifest, you are visualizing something with a high frequency, or you're trying to create this high frequency. But the problem is that you're still putting out low frequency emotions. So even though you have this high frequency thought, the universe is still feeling all this negative energy, fear and anxiety and worry. You know, it's not going to happen for me. I'm not really good enough. I don't like this person. You know, if it's getting all that kind of stuff from you from an emotional standpoint, it's getting mixed messages, and it can't really fulfill what you desire. So you have to actually be vibrating on a high frequency range in those positive frequencies in order for you to be an effective manifester. Because when you're vibrating high frequency and you're consciously creating, that's when things are going to actually happen for you. So step four is to be really clear on what it is that you want and be in a high frequency state, and then you can be an effective manifester. Step five is to begin visualizing. And you really, you know, this is where, you know, I'm sure many of your listeners have heard about visualization. You want to visualize things as if it was already happening, as if you were right there experiencing it in that moment. And in that, you know, and not only do you want to see it, but you want to feel that emotion that you would be feeling if that manifestation were occurring right now. Because the universe, it's 75% of what the universe is responding to is your emotions, not as much your thoughts as it is your emotions. And so you want to train your emotions to be filled with joy, filled with happiness, filled with excitement, filled with passion, filled with all that wonderful feeling you would be feeling if this were going on in your life, because you're trying to create frequency matching. You want to create the frequency that, in fact, you want the universe to match so it can bring it forth. There's a whole chapter in the book on how to attain frequency matching and what it is that what you would try to match for what it is you're trying to, you know, experience in your life, whether you're trying to experience love, whether you want to experience abundance. It gives you basically a map of how to do that based on the, frequency matching. So, in this phase five, you really need to begin to use this powerful emotional visualization. And so that's the next. Now, the sixth step is becoming an actionary. And this is about getting off the couch. You can't be a couch potato and wish it to happen entirely, you know, and visualize. You actually have to take steps to make it happen. The universe actually gives you brownie points for when you step out and to take, you know, action. You know, people assume that the universe is out to get them, and the truth of the matter is the universe is actually conspiring on your behalf. And when you take the first step, then the universe is going to support you. There's an image in the book. I have an article on what happens when you make a commitment. And when you make a commitment and step forward, there's this image of this Indiana Jones character. He's being chased by the bad guys. He gets to a big chasm, and there's no bridge. And he looks around and he says, "How do I go over?" And there's this little wizened Yoda-like creature who says, "Take the first step." And so, you know, he takes that first step in faith, and then lo and behold, the step appears. And then the next one, and then the next one, and then the next one. And that's how it works. Because when you take the first step, then the universe is going to present you with the next option. It's either going to tell you where to go, somebody's going to create a new opportunity for you, the path will become clear, the next step is open, is directing you. So, and you will get intuitive guidance as to where to go next. So the key to it is once you take the first step, the universe will support you, and then you will be moving toward what it is that you're trying to manifest. And then the seventh step, the final step of the process, is basically just applying practical conscious creation to everything that you do. Thinking, okay, what is my best and highest thought here, and how can I use that to be a stepping stone to my manifestation? So that's the process.
Okay. So what about people? Is that the last one, the seven?
Yes, that's all seven.
What about people who are trying to, I get this asked this question a million times. I want that perfect person in my life.
Mm.
Can't find them.
Well, there are lots of different things. The first thing is that you actually have to be, we talked about frequency matching. You have to actually be love to attract love. So essentially, you have to be a loving person. You have to be a positive force that's going to attract that person. You need to be what it is that you want to attract in life. Do you want a kind person? Do you want a loving person? Do you want a thoughtful person? Do you want somebody who is willing to be generous? I'm not saying you have to have money here, but you have to be generous in your life to get somebody who is generous. And so that's a lot of it. You need to care about yourself, love yourself. If you are filled with self, of low self-esteem and personal recriminations and low self-worth, you know, you're going to attract somebody just like that into your life. And so you really need to work on your own self-love to be in a better position to attract whom you want. So you have to be clear on what you want. You have to vibrate what you want. And then I have an exercise in the book that I think is really kind of fun, and it makes it a fun way to do it. It's called Travels with My Beloved. And in this, it's a beautiful little process that you can create where go get yourself a calendar where you can write on each day of the year and create a little mind movie of you going, picking a place that you want to go with this beloved person, and say that you want to go with them to Venice. And so you see yourself in Venice with this wonderful person that you love doing all these fabulous things, and you experience it, what it likes to, you know, be on St. Mark's Square, holding hands, kissing and cuddling and listening to music and taking a gondola ride and looking at the bridge's size and, you know, nibbling wonderful food and feeding each other and, you know, watching the sunset. Envision all that stuff and how it feels. Feel it. And then the next day, pick another location. And each day, write on your calendar where you've been with your lover. And so as you travel the world, feeling the love you have for each other, kissing, making love, feeling all this beauty and wonder, do this every day for a year, and you're going to put yourself in a high-frequency kind of framework of feeling that love and feeling wonderful so that you can, in fact, help to attract that person. It's a great, fun exercise that I really like.
You also talked about how you have to clean out your life and have space in your life for them, both time-wise and space in your closet.
Absolutely.
Talk a little bit about
Yes, I mean, you know, if you're so busy doing things and you are so caught up in things that you don't really have space for somebody in your life, that's going to, you know, you're telling the universe you don't have space for somebody in your life. So you really need to make that psychic, emotional, and physical space for them. Be open to being out and about, and don't assume that they're going to have to come to you. Obviously, dating sites are a wonderful resource for a lot of people, but you also need to be truthful and honest and forthright, be available. If somebody wants to meet you, be available to meet.
So, the next thing, obviously, is going to be money. How do people get money in their lives?
Well,
I have
another wonderful exercise that I think. There's a whole chapter, and by the way, people can go to my website, jackielappin.com. I'll spell that, J-A-C-K-I-E-L-A-P-I-N. Go to my website. You can also go to practicalconsciouscreation.com and get, but go to JackieLappin.com. You can go and you can get the free money and an abundance chapter from Practical Conscious Creation to download. So they can sign up there and go get it. I think it's a really fun chapter. But one of the exercises in there is I called the money tree. And, you know, so much of the time that we are focusing on our financial woes, and as the energy teaches us, the more you focus on your financial woes, the more you're going to experience those financial woes. So the key to it is to get your mind and your energy focused on abundance. So this little exercise does this. So I'll do it right here. It's a little guided meditation. So imagine, just close your eyes for a minute, and imagine that you have swallowed a little seed, and that seed goes down into your tummy and embeds itself. And lo and behold, you start to see a little tree trunk that grows. And out of that little trunk, whoa, there are branches. And off those branches are beautiful green leaves. And every leaf is a $1,000 bill. So now you pluck one of those $1,000 bills and you go spend it. And amazingly, another one grows right back in its place. And so, wow, you pluck another one and another one grows back. This is your ever-abundant money tree. You have this money tree inside of you. It is always there for you. It is, you know, as long as you nurture it, the universe, it is from source. It is always there and always a reminder that you can create abundance in your life at all times. It is an never-ending source of abundance for you. So, and if you want a visual of your little money tree, so that you can put it on your vision board or on your where you go to bed at night or on your mirror to remind you that you are ever abundant, you can go to Practical Conscious Creation and drop down where it says the money tree and get your very own image of the money tree to keep around and remind you that you are ever abundant.
Do you think that it's beneficial to, I don't know what you call these things, but I used to get my kids to make, get a poster board and cut out pictures of the way they wanted their lives to be in the future. Do you think that's a beneficial visual tool to use?
I absolutely do, but it has to be accompanied by some of these other, you know, thinking process. Because what the vision board does is it allows you to feel the wonder and the joy of those possibilities. And it helps you to focus on what it was that you want to create. Because remember that number, the fourth rule in the 7 ways to consciously create your life is to be very clear about what you want. So this helps you be clear, and to the, you know, what we focus on is what we manifest, and so this helps you, you know, really guide your focusing into specific areas. And certainly, you know, it's not necessarily, you know, they may not become the next rock and roll superstar, but that doesn't mean they might not become a beautiful musician that has great skills and entertains all of their friends and is filled with joy when they do it. So, you know, one of the key things about manifesting, and this is an important distinction, is you can't want it so badly, so desperately, that you're literally choking off the energy. You have to have faith that the universe is always working on your behalf and will bring you what is in your highest good. And be, you have to create the manifestation and then let it go. Just put it out into the universe and to release it rather than and have a chokehold on it. Know that the universe is actually working on it when you put it out there into the universe with your high intention.
So my next question is, especially when it comes to money, is it perspective? Because one thing that, you know, people expect, you know, what they're hoping is that $1 million is going to drop into their lap. But when that doesn't happen, is it really perspective that you have what you need when you need it?
But there's a wonderful article in this book called Expectation is a Death of Serenity. If you expect something to happen a certain way, then you're most likely to be disappointed. If you go into something with allowing it to be what it is and being happy with what manifests and not being in a judgmental way, it is much more likely that something positive will manifest along the lines of what you want. But by expecting something, you're going to, you know, find that you could be disappointed. So what the key to it is knowing that your resources, that the universe will provide for you, and being living in that faith. You can set goals, and I think that's fine, but you should set goals that are realistic. What it is that you would like to have for this month to make sure that all your needs are taken care of, establish what that may be, but and then just simply allow have the faith that the universe is going to provide it for you. One of the things that I have learned is I used to get very concerned about money not coming in and very worried because I've always had staff, I've always had a lot of people to pay for. And I really got myself ratcheted up into, you know, is this going to happen and what do I have to do? And I finally learned I had to let go of control. And once I let go of control, then, and lived in faith that it was going to show up, it has always shown up. I mean, there has not been a time when the money has not shown up when I've needed it. And that's, I'm not exactly, you know, in a 20 either. So it's always there. If you, you know, it's not expectation, it's faith. It is knowing that the universe is there to take care of you. And as long as you believe it, and as long as you do live a high-frequency life, you know, you do the right things in life, that money will show up. And, you know, you don't necessarily have to have $1 million if 5,000 takes care of your needs. That's what's really important.
I have to say, I have the exact same thing happen in my life. And when it happens, especially if it involves money, it just literally drops out of the air from places I would never imagine. So I think you have to have, like you say, have faith that it'll happen. And don't say, well, I don't have that kind of income at my job, because it can come from amazing places.
Well, you know, this book, you asked me, you know, about how I've seen Practical Conscious Creation at work in my life. First of all, I see it all the time in the wonderful little things. One of my favorite experiences is that I think I mentioned I have 300 roses, and I really wanted to share them with my community because, you know, people just love them. They're always, you know, really excited about them. So I put it out to the universe that I really wanted to put my house on the local garden tour, but I didn't know anybody on the garden tour. And then about 2 months later, a lady, and keep in mind that things happen on divine time, not necessarily on our time frame. About 2 months later, a lady walks by, and she sniffs my roses, looks up and says, gee, would you like to put your house on the Westlake garden tour? All the time. It happened the other day. There was a radio show host. I'd lost his number. I really couldn't figure out how to get a hold of him. His number wasn't listed on his website. I put it out to the universe. 2 days later, one of my clients called and said, hey, call this guy. He needs to get a hold of you because he needs to do an interview. Same guy. I mean, this was like maybe a week after I said, I need to get a hold of him. So this kind of stuff happens. But one of my favorite stories is this book. I had really, you know, I write a newsletter every 3 weeks that people who sign up on my website can get. And I really felt there was a lot of power in the content in it. So I assembled it into this book. And I put out to the universe that I would like to have, you know, a publisher for this. And I didn't think much more of it. I wrote the proposal. I'd already written the manuscript, but I wrote the proposal anyway. And I went to an event, and I met a woman who was a publicist for this wonderful mind-body-spirit company called FinTorn out of the UK. And she said to me, well, what do you do? And we exchanged information. And I said, well, I had a first best-selling book on Amazon. The second book is ready to go. She said, what's it about? And I told her, she says, gee, I think we'd be interested in that. She said, would you send the proposal? Well, there it was. It was already ready, so I sent it to her. She says, our publisher's going to be in town in about a week. He lives in the south of France, but he just happens to be coming to California. Would you meet with him? Keep in terms of this time. It was only like 2 weeks. So I said, I'd be delighted to. So I met him. We talked about the proposal. He said the next day, email, send the manuscript. I want to show it to some people. And then, you know, a week and a half later, he emailed and said, we're going to publish you in the fall lineup. And it was just that simple and just that easy. I mean, people beg for publishers, and for me, it was just, whoo, because I had faith it would happen, and that the universe would find the perfect publisher for me, and I love this company. They took great care of me, and it happened just as I wanted it to happen.
That's amazing. Same thing happened to me, too. I have a new book coming out in September, and a year ago when I first started working on it, I never dreamed that I would get, like, a really good publisher just out of nowhere. And this woman, I don't know if you know PMH Atwater, she sent me an email and said, I have a friend that wants to publish 5 books a year. He was one of the guys who started Hampton Roads, and thought, well, I'll send it. And I sent it, and the next day wrote me and said, I'd love to have that book, and I could have fallen over in my chair.
Wonderful.
Most time you send your manuscript, and you have to send it 1,000 times, and you always get no.
Oh, isn't that fantastic? Well, you've got the intuitive knowledge.
We've got just a few minutes, so I want to talk a minute about timing, because some people think that when they're trying to manifest, if it doesn't happen immediately, it's not going to happen.
Absolutely not. As I said a little bit earlier, it's in divine timing, not my timing. But, sometimes when things don't manifest, you really have to look at what it is that you're doing that might speed it up. Are you fretting, worrying, thinking negatively? That may be a block in the creation of it. And so it's not to say that it might not be coming, but that you can speed up its arrival by being in a high frequency, living a high frequency life, being in a high frequency state of mind and emotions. And so look really closely at what it is you're thinking about that experience and what those blockages might be. What belief system do you have that might be standing in the way? Clear that, and then just be in faith that it will appear when it needs to appear, when it should appear, when the right time is for it to appear. Because the universe has a better sense of what is right for us than oftentimes we do.
Okay. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
That's my assessment on timing.
We've got about 5 minutes left. Talk about anything you want to talk about.
Well, first of all, I do want to invite people to come to my website at jackielappin.com, and they can also find the book there or at Amazon, of course. I invite them to come, and both books actually are really good companion books, so I invite you to do that. But there's also video tips on my website. Some of the things we talked today, you can get great video tips there. So I would encourage people to come and pick those up. That's fun. And you can also come visit me on Facebook, Practical Conscious Creation by Jackie Lappin. So I would love to connect with folks on Facebook, so that's really wonderful. So don't, please, reach out to me. So let's see, what else would I like to? What I really want to do is I want to encourage people to realize that they really are incredibly empowered and that you can take so much of your experience and life in your own hands. And that includes your health, that includes your finances, that includes your relationships with other people. One of my favorite things to do is to throw my pink love net over people whom I think might be, difficult in my life, and see them, visualize them, and me having beautiful relationships. That love is extending between me and them. My pink love net is creating this love environment. And oftentimes when I see this happening, I envision a positive experience. It is amazing to me how, in fact, it's much more a positive experience than it would have been had I not done that. And one of the ways you can start to improve your life is to consciously create your day every day. And there's a video on the website on how to do that. And that involves part of the practice of not assuming that something's going to go poorly, but it's basically visualizing going well with somebody in advance so that you can set the tone for what your experience is going to be. So I think those are some things that might be of help. Do we have any more time, or are we about wrapping up?
We've got about 4 minutes. If you don't have anything you want to say, I thought you might take, if you do, then talk about that. But if you don't, excuse me, I thought you might want to mention some of the people that you're working on their books or promoting right now, just to give them a little bit of time.
Well, I would love to do that. I've got a man named Peter McCarthy who's got a book called the easy for you to say. Oh, all of a sudden I'm pulling a blank.
Well, let me just look it up. Has he got a website?
It's Nation.
Peter McCarthy.
I got it. It's Adrenaline Nation. I knew that it was something, which is why I pulled a blank. It's called Adrenaline Nation, and it's all about what we can do to get off the stress treadmill. And he's a former airplane pilot. Who knows more about stress than an airplane pilot? He's great. I've got another guy named Peter Fairfield, whose book is called Deep Happy.
I love
how that you Deep Phil. Happy, huh?
I know him. He's one of my friends. I adore him. He's got a book out.
Isn't he a delight? Yes. And his book's coming out this. We're going to be pitching that book starting this next week. And then there's a lovely lady named Becky Hawkins, who's got a book on. She's a hospice and oncology nurse, and what she's learned from the people who are dying about living. And so that's really kind of fun.
I think I got something in my email about that the other day. I might be interested in interviewing her if she's interested.
She would be delighted to do that. You'll find her just a love. So I feel really, really very fortunate. We have books from people in all different genres, and we love to help them connect with people like you and with audiences like your listeners. So
and
it's really kind of fun.
What's Peter's book? Peter
Fairfield is called Deep Happy. How to get there and stay there.
Well, he's a great guy, so I know that book's got to be a good book.
Oh, it's a lovely book. It tells us each how we can find that deep happy place. So,
go ahead.
I was just going to say I feel very lucky that my book and these other books are helping people live a more conscious and happy lifestyle.
Your book's a very nice book. I mean, it's a book that I sat at breakfast early this morning. I took your book to the restaurant where I had breakfast and just sat and read it. And I thought, it made me feel good. When I went out, I felt good. You know, it just made me feel, I don't know, this is a good book. I enjoyed it.
Okay.
So tell us one more time before we go where we can find you.
And you can find me at JackieLappin.com, JackieLappin. And you can find me also at practicalconsciouscreation.com and Practical Conscious Creation by Jackie Lappin in Facebook. And some of the areas that we cover in this book are trust and expansion, wealth and prosperity, conscious living, compassion and love, romance and relationships, business, health, happiness and peace, clarity, and all kinds of other things.
And can they buy it on your site, or they need to go to Amazon?
Oh, they can buy it in either place. I'd be delighted if they come buy it on my site. So please, you're welcome. And there's all kinds of other things. There's also I have affirmations for entrepreneurs and affirmations of attraction that you can get on that website. Those are very, you know, it's a wonderful guided meditations. And some other resources there's a great audio called the Money Magic, and it talks about how you can improve your own financial situation. So lots and lots of resources there.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to come on my show, Jackie, and thank you for writing this lovely book.
Oh, Eva, thank you so much.
Maybe you can come back sometime.
I would love to. Thanks for making this hour lovely and for, you know, allowing me to wish that your listeners become conscious creators so they can manifest all that they desire.
Thanks, and have a good evening.
Take care.
Bye.